Hey, hey, everyone. Welcome to the Sacred Fame Podcast. I'm Kasia Rashfall, your host, and I have a super amazing special guest today with me, and I'm so excited to chat with her. Her name is Megan Alton, and what I love is that Megan's work really underlines this whole idea and concept of what I call sacred fame. Sacred fame is all about being seen and known for being yourself, and for doing your best work in the world with your gifts and embracing success by your own definition. And Megan has done that ever since I've known her. And I think I've known you for about 8 years now. It's going on 8 years. We met when I moved here to Kelowna, BC. Possibly even more, like lifetimes. Megan is a business strategist and a master numerologist, and she's actually my numerology instructor. And I've talked about numerology a little bit in the last couple episodes. So the time has come for us to have our juicy conversation. Welcome, Megan.
Thank you so much for having me. I so appreciate being here.
So tell us about, because you're knowing everything I know about you, it's you have an education in economics and forecasting and that type of thing. How has your path brought you to now having embraced numerology and like being a rock star at it?
It's like, it's kind of funny. And sometimes like, I kind of almost like forget about that part of my past. Like I did study business and economics. I did a master's degree in economics and I have an honors degree in business with a focus in economics. And, you know, my journey started with this very like academic focus in understanding the relationship in numbers and understanding how numbers could predict things, how numbers could influence them through understanding data, through understanding, like, I think I did my master's degree on is regression analysis, which is statistically predicting things. Right? And that's what I did. And I did that work for the provincial government in Alberta for quite a few years. I was a revenue forecaster. So I would look at all the data in the province and I would figure out what the relationships were between the pieces of data. And then I would predict, like, this is what I expect, you know, this type of revenue is going to be so that they could do their budgets. And it was a great career. But, you know, partway through, I started going on this personal journey where I was like, how come I kind of know these things and I don't know where I'm getting this information from? And that's when I really started to become introduced to the whole concept of intuition and learning how to interpret energy or learning how to interpret things that kind of were unseen elements, right? And so I started going on this personal journey to explore it. And then when I came across numerology, I was like, oh, like this makes sense. This is how we use numbers as a language to interpret energy. And so, you know, in my education, it was about how numbers can interpret. And then the more I went down this path, it's like, we can interpret and predict so much more than, you know, I was certainly taught in, you know, my academic experience and in my, you know, just day-to-day life. And so I've been on this personal mission, which has now become a professional mission, to help people learn how to interpret energy and strengthen their intuition and their own inner guidance system through understanding numbers.
I love that. And what I love about what you said is when we discover this thing called our intuition, we don't always have to have a spiritual past in order to be intuitive, which is kind of my story too, where I came from a very sciencey focused family, very much a academic family. And that was my path until things changed. And my story is a little different. I've shared it, but do you think that, because to me, and I don't like using this word anymore, but woo, I used to use it as like a, not derogatory way, but just like a, you know, slanderous way of talking about spiritual things. And so to me, numerology, when I heard about it years and years and years ago, was like, well, that's like crystal ball stuff, you know, and here we are. Yeah. So how do you think we can bridge that gap between the people who are sort of more on the academic side, or even the professionals like working in corporate or whatever, working in positions that are seen as, I guess maybe prestigious or like not woo at all. how have you bridged that gap for yourself where now you're fully embracing it? Whereas in the beginning, I imagine it was more of like a hidden gift that you were like, I better not tell anyone about this.
Yeah. Like I love that. There's a few kind of directions I want to go with that because it's true. When I started my business, which is about 10, 11 years old now, I started as a business coach. And I was coaching people in small business. I was doing online business, brick and mortar. I worked with quite a few brick and mortar companies in town, and it was great. And but then what I started to realize is as I was working with people, I would know things for them and about them. And I couldn't really understand where this information was coming from. But sure enough, it would come up in a conversation and they would be like, oh, wow, this is so amazing. I'm going to run with this. And great things would happen. And so then I started strengthening that by bringing numerology in. But you're absolutely right. In the beginning stages, I would do the numerology work before I hopped on a call. And I wouldn't necessarily be like, I ran your numerology. If people asked me, I'd be like, yeah, like this is how I'm getting this, but try it on. How does it feel? Does it feel like it works for you or not? Like, let's play with this and see if this is actually going to open up possibility to you. Because at the end of the day, the way I use numerology is to help people tap into potential. Energy in general runs in polarities, right? So there's always going to be a challenge associated with it and an opportunity associated with it. And so when you understand the energy current that you're, you know, experiencing mm-hmm. in any given moment, you have a choice. Am I going to be, you know, dominant in the challenge side, or am I going to seek out ways to expand the opportunity side? And so that's, you know, kind of how I started using it. But for people who ask me these kinds of questions, you know, the founding father of numerology, at least one of the forms that I teach, is Pythagoras. And he is a famous mathematician. And he is, you know, the mathematician who is famous for coining the term, the rule a squared plus b squared equals c squared, which is something we all learn in, like, I don't know, grade two math or something. Yeah. And it's very interesting. But, you know, in corporate settings, we often do personality tests, like things like Myers-Briggs or, mm-hmm. you know, colors or Enneagram. Like, people use different types of personality tests to get a sense of, like, what am I good at? What is natural to me? Like, what is a natural expression of my strengths? And numerology is just another way of doing it, which for me, because numerology isn't self-reported. Like, in Myers-Briggs, you fill out the test yourself, right? Whereas in numerology, your energy is what your energy is. How you play with it and express it is your choice, obviously, but you were born with a certain energy grid. And for me, it highlighted to me areas that were gifts and strengths that I was completely unaware of. They were totally buried in my unconscious awareness. I had no idea that that was a gift. And some of them actually took me a while to truly embrace and own and claim. But sure enough, those hidden gifts that I had denied for, you know, 30 plus years of my life turned out to be some of the greatest assets that I now work with. And I could never have come up with that in a self-reported assessment.
I love that. I love that you brought that up, because that's definitely my experience as well. And the clients that, you know, I've worked with, where in the beginning, I remembered not resonating with a lot of what my chart told me. And it's because I had become someone else, because life had, you know, required of me to be someone other than who I am at the core, which is now why I'm so passionate about helping people be seen and known for who they are. And so, do you remember a moment, like, was there a one moment, or was it more of a transition where you remember, you're like, I'm going to talk out loud about this, and I'm going to bring this to my client meeting and just, and like, spill the beans, so to speak?
Yes. There was a couple of moments. I think for me, one of the most powerful stories for me was around my sensitivity. So, you know, growing up, I was always, you know, conditioned by society and the world around me that I should be very smart, very academic, very motivated, and, you know, very driven, very ambitious. And all those things certainly are true to me. You know, I am a lot of that. And at the same time, the way I was expected to express it caused me to override my sensitivity. And so a story I carried ever since I was really, really young was, you're too sensitive. Don't be so sensitive, right? Mm-hmm. Like, suck it up, toughen up, get on with it. And so I always had this, like, kind of like feeling innate within me that this piece of me that was so natural was wrong. right? So I was like, I always had this feeling of like trying to hide it, trying to hold it back. Like if my sensitivity felt like it was going to come out, it'd be like, oh my God, like, stop, like, don't come out. Right. And I remember that one of the first times I ever had someone do a numerology reading for me, they were like, oh, you're really sensitive. And I was like, yeah, I know, I'm working on it. Right. And they're like, no, like, this is a gift. And I was like, what? A gift? Like, talk about mind blown moment. I was like, you can't be serious. I've spent 30 some odd years denying my sensitivity. And now you're coming around and telling me this is a gift. And it took me a long time to learn how to work with it effectively, because it's like a toddler who doesn't know how to walk, right? Like if you don't know how to walk yet, and all of a sudden you're in your 30s and someone's like, oh no, you're really good at walking. Wait, what? How do I do this? And that was me and my sensitivity, is I needed to learn how to use it effectively. And so it did take time, like you said, for me to really kind of use it as a strength and a gift and an asset. I was kind of sloppy at first, right? But mm-hmm. I developed it and I practiced it. And now it is one of my most treasured assets. And this is why people come to me as a teacher and people come to me as a coach, is because of my like very high degree of sensitivity. And I mean, like, I'm so grateful that I was able to reclaim that, because the other piece that comes along with that sensation of like, don't let this piece of me out, right? Like this piece of me must remain unseen. And I know you're so passionate about this with this work, is when you do that, you create a film or a wall or an energetic barrier between you and your opportunities. And so as long as I was holding on to, don't let your sensitivity out, Megan, I couldn't actually connect fully with opportunities and abundance that was available to me, because I wasn't in this reciprocal relationship with the universe. I was holding back. Mm-hmm. So it's like,
mm-hmm. Exactly. No, I love everything that you're saying, and resonates. I'm sure it's resonating with, you know, those listeners who are on both sides of the coin, whether you're more of a science-y, you know, path person or a spiritual, or you walk the line of both. For a long time, I think, especially the people in my circle, we have our feet firmly planted in both sides, because the two disciplines of spirituality and science are two sides of the same energetic coin, right? One can tell you things, just you can know things. The other one will try to explain why we know those things. And so I love that. So how have you transitioned out of doing, you know, strict business strategy with the education you have to now being an instructor of numerology, and what else, what kind of magic do you have going on?
Yes. Well, I still really love business. It's one of my like passions. So I still do a lot of business coaching, but my focus of business coaching is around intuitive leaders. Mm-hmm. So my, you know, obviously we talk about the sensitivity and the numerology. So I teach people how to use numerology as a tool to interpret energy and as a tool to strengthen their intuition. So, you know, this is the analogy I use, is that there's information all around us. There's energy, currents, and patterns flowing everywhere in our bodies and in the space around us. And they're unseen, but that doesn't mean they're not there. And in fact, you know, most people can feel them to some degree, mm-hmm. right? Especially if you're kind of like aware, like, why do you wake up some days feeling like ready to take control of the world? And other days you wake up and you feel kind of like more, you know, internal or more reflective. Well, that's because you're tapping into an energy current. And imagine if you actually could just know what that current was and know, mm-hmm. like, these are the challenges associated with it. And here's the opportunities, and here's what you can do to seize the opportunities. So I teach people that, and like the energy is just like a nebulous cloud of energy, like just like dust particles in the air. So think of it as like iron filings, and numerology provides an anchor point. So numerology would be like a magnet. So it's like these iron filings are anywhere, all around. And then you introduce a magnet, which gives you like a foundation and an anchor for interpretation. And all of a sudden it gives a sense of structure to what can feel very nebulous and ungrounding, right? And so numerology will give you a structure and a foundation to interpret it. And now it's like, okay, I have this like structure, this like container that creates a sense of stability for me. Now let me interpret, you know, this kind of nebulous energy and see what can come of it. And so I teach people how to do it, which they can use, you know, personally, professionally, you know, whatever you want. And I do provide a lot of business coaching in it, because at the end of the day, one of my like super secret, not so super secret motivations is I want people to start to bring this out to the world. Mm-hmm. We all need to know these aspects of our truth. This needs to be commonplace. This needs to be well understood, because it allows us to live a more heart-aligned and intuitive and energetically aligned life, which really reduces a lot of our struggle and suffering when we can really understand challenges from this lens.
Oh, this is why I love learning from Megan, because she takes information that is so vast and giant and brings it into like a practical container that you can actually use. Yeah. Imagine if you had heard of this stuff called water and you're like, oh my gosh, how do I get some? What do I do with it? And then you find water and it's this, you know, fluid thing. And you're like, how do I get a piece of it? Well, Megan brings the cup and you can just like grab some and drink it. And that's what I love, because I think spirituality, as much as I love it, often will end up being this huge cloud of stuff. And if it's not practical, what do we do with it? How do we know if we're even doing it right? Not even spirituality, science. I mean, science or academia in general can be so not approachable.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I love how you, you've taken this subject of numerology and you bring to it such a wealth of knowledge from both sides, where, you know, you have this education in business and in economics. So you know not only how to take the spiritual side and make it practical, but then how to actually make it practical in the real world for a business person. So yeah, I can't say like enough good things about your teaching. So you teach.
Well, can I even just say one thing about that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a little bit of it's kind of relevant to the year we're in, right? We're in a six energy year, 2022. And, you know, one of the things that I think is really, I'm really passionate about, but it's been fired up even more so this year, is this idea of accessibility, right? This idea that this information shouldn't be so complicated that you don't get to understand it. Mm-hmm. Like that creates this weird division, hierarchy, pedestal situation. Yep. Where it's like certain people get access to certain types of information and other people don't. And it's just not real. It's just not real. Like this information, we all have the capacity to interpret and understand it. And it's meant to be accessible. It's meant to be usable. This should be something like my children between the ages of 4 and 12, these are things that's kind of like infused in day-to-day life now. So they have a basic understanding of this, and there's nothing special or unique or like it's no different than any other skill that you would choose to learn. And this is really important to me because I want it to be accessible. We all have the capacity to develop our intuition, and it's an incredibly powerful asset to have. So it is, I'm fired up about it right now.
Absolutely. It's been life-changing to me. You know, I've talked about this at length in other episodes where I use specifically numerology because it helps me be precise with the work that I do with the Akashic Records and some of the other intuitive work that I do with clients. And I love numerology because out of all the ologies out there, like astrology or whatever other ologies, to me, it was so simple. It was so like the system is vast. And I want to talk about the two different systems that you teach, but it's not so vast that there's not so many variables and angles and things that you have to like memorize that you can't use it right away. Even after class one, you're like, oh my God, this is explaining me, which is, I was blown away. So you don't have to be a mathematician. You don't have to be an economist or, you know, you could have an education in something so entirely different and still get this.
Absolutely. So. One of the foundational intentions behind practical numerology, which is the first level of numerology I teach, is that anybody can do the calculations with no resources, no manuals, no formulas, back of the envelope style, right? Like I will sit down in a coffee shop and do someone's chart for them. I've done it on an airplane. I've done fairs where I'll sit down and do it at a fair for someone. I don't use resources, and I teach people how to do it without resources, because this is a language we all can speak, we just need to have some basic structure around it. And, you know, accessible, basic math. Mm-hmm. You don't need anything. You have everything you need. It's just a matter of introducing yourself to what's already within you.
Exactly. I love that. So tell us about the two various, I guess they're not different. One kind of builds on the other, although you could study each individually if you wanted to. And I tend, you know, I guess now that I've studied both, I do rely on one more than the other, but what's the difference? Why do you love each of them? You know?
Yeah. So there is two levels of numerology. So I have them kind of called practical numerology, which is the first level, which is the entry point for everyone. And the goal of practical is that you understand how to interpret the energy of the numbers intuitively. So, you know, people will say to me all the time, like, oh, I just saw like 111, or I keep seeing eights everywhere. Like, what does this mean? You know that when you're done this course. So you can interpret that 100% without having to Google numerology eight or look up in a resource numerology eight. Like, you just know. Mm-hmm. And not only do you know like what the eight means, for example, but you will know what do repeating patterns mean, because the repetitiveness also has a significance. And so I teach the kind of finer points of all that interpretation, which is something you don't need anything for. Like, you literally don't. By the time you're done the 8-week session with me, it's all stuff that's within you. And I give you instructions and manuals and formulas and references and all that. But the goal for me is that this becomes so natural that you're using it all the time and you don't even need to kind of think about it. Like, mm-hmm. It's just natural. You can understand people's personalities. You can understand patterns of energy that are coming up, so you can kind of plan your schedule, or, mm-hmm. you know, book clients or plan a launch, or understand why your kids are behaving the way they're behaving, or, you know, plan mm-hmm. a family vacation, like all of these kinds of things. And then the other one is advanced, is what I call it. And you definitely need your computer and formulas. It is quite complex, but it gives you more specificity. Mm-hmm. So the intuitive interpretation that you get from the first level carries over into the second level, because the intuitive interpretation is a critical piece of interpreting the outcome. But in terms of like the formulas and stuff, they're so complex that you can't memorize them. So you mm-hmm. always need to have like your books with you, or your computer with you, or you've got the software on it that does the calculations for you. The power of that, though, is it gives you very precise information for quite narrow windows of time. And so when people come to me and they say, I want to plan out my year, and I get a lot of business clients because I think that's my passion. So that's why I'm always going to be sharing kind of business examples. But people will say to me, I want to plan my launch calendar, or I want to understand when is the best time to be working on content versus seeing clients, or when is the best time for me to work on my personal and professional development? Like, I want to take some training. When's a good time for that? I've had people ask me questions like, you know, real estate transactions, meeting love or connecting with love, mm-hmm. you know, related to like children or divorce. Like, there's any question you could possibly ask, you can find context for when you go into the precision with advanced.
Yeah. True story.
Yeah. Right. And I think to me, the biggest thing is mm-hmm. the way I share it is my goal is that you don't rely on somebody else's interpretations, that I teach you to self-resource your interpretations. Mm-hmm. Like, I want you to know how to feel the energy of all the numbers, of all the variables yourself, so that, yeah, you need the formula, but then you get to interpret it, which allows like so much more space for the current consciousness to play into yes. it.
I love that. And the one thing I want to underline too, is because this is something where I got caught up in. And I remember when I got the lesson of this, it just made everything make sense. Cause kind of going back to that crystal ball idea of numerology, even though it's a science or an art of predicting patterns, it is not predictive, not prescriptive, in the sense that it will tell you this and this will happen in XYZ time. It's not like that. Neither system, right? It's more based on the frequency of the experience you're going to have versus the outcome of what will or won't happen. And because I know I've been asked that in my work, you know, when will XYZ happen or when will XYZ show up in my life? And it's like, well, I don't know, because that all depends on who you are being and the decisions you're making and, you know, what you're learning or not learning or all of that stuff. And so even that we're talking about predicting and being so precise, one of my favorite sessions to have with clients is what I call the soul agreement client. The frequency of the person who you are here to serve, right? And it doesn't mean I'm going to give you a list of birthdays so you can just be like, hey, if you're born on March, you know, 14th, you're my client, like, come work with me. It's not about that. Again, it's, I just, that would be so funny. That'd be so easy, but it's not about that. It's more about the frequency that you bring. And if you want to step into the highest frequencies of the potentials that exist in your chart and in your life map, you can use this information to become the best version of yourself so that you can serve the people you're here to serve, you know, have your relationships work better, show up to work, show up to your life, just being more at ease, more peaceful, you know, all of that stuff. Is there anything you want to add about, around the prediction side of it?
I love that. Well, to me, what you're saying and the way I really focus on it is it's an application of the divine law of compensation. Mm-hmm. So there are energy patterns that allow me to engage with the universe and allow the universe to engage with me. And like I shared back in the example before, when I was holding back my sensitivity, I was actually like turning off the taps to that energetic flow of reciprocity between me and the universe. So the more I can align with my truth, my code, my nature, who I am by essence, that turns on that flow where I'm energetically engaged with the universe and available for what the universe wants to send back to me with this energy of, you know, compensation or reciprocity. So like what you're saying with ideal client, like certainly anybody can work with anybody and that's totally your free choice. But when you understand your ideal client code, you can choose to align with the universe's energy of what you're meant to share, which is going to be the most like potent energy you have to share. And then what that person receives from you is very precious and valuable and potent. And so you start to create this momentum of this like wide open tap energy. Mm-hmm. And it's the same whether you're talking about, you know, ideal client, family dynamics, like there's so many things you can look at. And you can also look at it in terms of like, this is the year I'm moving through. What is the energy that mm-hmm. I am going to best be able to express myself in? It's not telling me, like you say, it's not going to predict, oh, this is for sure going to happen. But like, let's just say there's a dominance of like love energy, right? It doesn't mean I'm going to like meet, fall in love, get married. Like, it doesn't mean that, but it does mean that if I align myself with that type of expression of love energy, I'm more available to mm-hmm. contribute and to receive with that law of compensation and the energy mm-hmm. of reciprocity with the universe.
I love that. And what I love too is just to piggyback on this, this tool, like most tools out there, allow you to put the power back in your hands. Like literally stop looking for your power out there. Stop looking for your answers out there and really go within and realize that your answers are here. And yes, it's nice to have conversation with, you know, friends, my teacher or advisor or whoever to validate, but they validate what you already know versus telling you things that are so out of left field that you're like, whoa, 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 what are you talking about? So it becomes a very different way of relating to your work, to your life, in your relationships, because you walk through life knowing who you are, having remembered that you're whole and you're worthy and you're enough already. And this tool just helps you navigate what you already know, which, like, to me, that's gold. To me, that's worth absolutely everything, because I hate how over the millennia, humans have given their power away. And like part of why I'm here, and I can feel myself getting so feisty, it's like, I'm here to help you take it back. And so is Megan. So,
mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, this is so like, yes, this is such a passion of mine too, because, you know, the energy of power is available to everyone. Mm-hmm. And if people are feeling like stuck, stagnant, disconnected, you know, not aligned with that, it's just an energetic invitation to find your power within you. And there are places and people in the world that would have us feel smaller and smaller if we keep engaging in it. Mm-hmm. But there are places and people in the world who, when you engage in it, you actually feel more yourself, mm-hmm. and you feel a reclamation of that power source. And it's so important in this sixth energy year, because, you know, sixth energy is about harmonization and balance and equilibrium and karmic adjustment. And I think part of the karmic adjustment comes in, is like, there'll be a tension building of like, you know, me not being in my power. Let's say that's an example, because we see it in so many places, and the tension builds and the tension builds until the disequilibrium becomes so strong that the universe has to create a course correction, because that's not sustainable. And so, you know, even as a listener, like right now, if you're reflecting on this, you're thinking like, well, where is that area of tension building in my life? And how can I choose to come back to my own center and use this as an opportunity to reclaim the power within me? Because this is all it's trying to show you, is where is that power center and how do you reconnect with it?
Yeah. What I love is that Megan has a free series coming up in April, and we're going to talk about that next. Now, just to give some context about the power of the numbers, is April is going to be a one energy month. So we're all going to be swimming in the energy of one, which is all about, guess what? New beginnings, fresh starts, right? Creating new things. And so going back to that conversation we just had around the intensity, March is a nine energy month. And of course, we're all swimming in the six energy year. So what do you think nine is about? Endings, completions, right? Finishing things. And so I love that this works this way. And I bet you did this on purpose, right? It's like, okay, so what can we finish? What can we harmonize, and what needs to complete, so that in April, when we dive into this new content and you're launching the next set of classes for practical numerology, we're all going to step in with fresh energy. And I just, like, this is the power of this work, is you don't have to guess, when should I launch something? When should I offer something? You can simply look at the numbers, look at yourself in relationship to what's going on in the universal energy, and then just make a decision. And it's going to be a powerful decision. So Megan, tell us about what you have coming up in the free series.
Oh, I'm so excited. Thank you. I'm doing a free series. I do these a couple times a year, and they're some of my favorite experiences. There's just amazing people that join in. And this one in particular is called the Aligned Abundance Codes. And what I am going to be speaking to is how your natural essential energy is actually part of an energetic grid to access abundance. Right, we talked about how energy is polarity. There's always going to be a challenge and an opportunity associated with it. Well, it's like no secret that a lot of people are struggling in challenge right now. Like, that is very real. But it doesn't mean it's a life sentence. It's actually trying to point you to an opportunity that you can choose to take action on. And when you choose to understand the challenge from the energy of the opportunity, you can create some opportunities for shift. And so it's understanding, what are these challenges and how are they positioning me for abundance? So that's going to be what I'm sharing. You're going to learn how to apply that based on your code in numerology. And you're going to learn like an affirmation and some clear action steps on, now that I have this awareness about what's the opportunity or what's the abundance experience that's being positioned, what am I going to do to align myself with this energy and like open those energetic taps we've been talking about? That's what this is asking of you to do. So I'm going to share that over a 3-day series. I've also got an exciting bonus for people who want to learn a little bit about the business side of things that I'll be sharing as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
I can't wait. I love it. And I mean, I've been studying with you for years, and I always sit in on all of these, because I just, as you grow, you become more of yourself and you always hear something new, right? So I can't wait. I'm super stoked. And then the practical level of numerology begins later on in April. So we'll put links to all of that in the show notes. I'm so excited. Just to wrap up, I want to know, Megan, is there something that you've wanted to say in the world that you haven't said yet?
Oh my gosh, what a good question. Something I wanted to say in the world that I haven't yet. Well, I mean, I think I say a lot, but can I reiterate this whole thing about, you know, everybody has an incredibly powerful and potent intuition. You do not have to be special to access it. It is not one of those things where certain people have it and certain people don't. That is a hierarchical view of energy, and that's not how energy works, right? Mm-hmm. So recognize that if you've questioned, do I have it, do I not, or do I need somebody else to tell me, you don't, you have it. And while it's great and fine to seek out guidance and advice from, you know, people who support you, recognize that there's also a position for us to be reclaiming our own strength and power and finding the answers within ourselves. And that, you know, that's what Kasia and I want to help you do.
Yeah. I love that. Mm. Yes. I want to have a t-shirt with that. You don't need to be special to access your intuition. I'm going to make a meme.
Yes. A meme. Let's do it.
I love it. Beautiful. Well, everyone, thank you so much for joining us. And thank you, Megan, for taking the time to chat with us about your passion, your gifts that you're sharing with the world. Like I said, I will link to all the free series and then the practical numerology enrollment links in the show notes. So be sure to check that out. And if you have any questions, you can message me or you can message Megan. Megan, first of all, where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram or Facebook. I'm also starting to explore TikTok, which is a whole new world, but I'm starting to explore it. And so if you just look up Megan Alton, you'll find me on any of those platforms.
Beautiful. So again, I'll put that in the show notes. And thanks so much for joining us. And I will see you next time.
Thank you so much, Kasia.
You're welcome.